this guy, look at the thumbnail on this video. This is his YouTube thumbnail. Now, he's a Hebrew roots gentleman, and his name is Lex Meyer. And he asks this question in his thumbnail, and this video has got tons of views. It says, what does born again really mean? Folks, remember that Paul said, but I fear lest by any means does the serpent beguile Eve through his subtlety. So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Simplicity. So you're complicating things just by the thumbnail when you say, well, what does born again really mean? Jesus didn't come to confuse the matter. And Jesus would have never said, well, what do you think born again really means? Instead of asking these questions like Satan asked Eve in the garden, Jesus spoke in absolutes. And so let's go ahead and play this clip and see what kind of argument that this guy makes.
We must be born of the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. And that which is born of flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Keep that in mind as we continue reading. So the next time someone asks you if you've been born again, you can say, not yet, but I will be at the resurrection when Messiah returns.
So he says, you know, and there's other Hebrew roots teachers that say nobody is born again. And this guy is saying that you don't get born again until Jesus returns or the Messiah returns. The Bible says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, past tense, verse 13. So, were born is past tense. So, when the Bible says they were born, you can't say nobody is born again until the coming of Jesus. That's just a ridiculous argument.
Right. Well, here's another verse, too. I mean, I don't know how you can get any clearer than this, but this is immediately the verse that popped out in my mind. 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Okay? Right? That's right now. Okay? You can't be a son until you've been born.
Well, you know, what's interesting is this guy actually contradicts himself in this video. And that's what I actually wanted to point out here. He says at the end, he says, so if somebody asks you if you're born again, tell them, not yet, but I will be in the resurrection when Messiah returns. Notice what he says beforehand.
We must be born of the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. And that which is born of flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Did you catch that? He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Well, if nobody's born again till Jesus comes back, that doesn't make any sense. So he literally contradicted himself by saying, well, that which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of spirit is spirit. However, nobody's born again until Jesus comes back. That does not make any sense. And when you listen to guys like this that have a big smile on their face in these YouTube videos, wolves always will smile. They'll always, you know, the counterfeits, they'll always try to make themselves look really nice and really harmless. And the Bible even says that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And, you know, even when the Antichrist comes, there's going to be so many people that are deceived. And if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived, if it were possible. So when you see these guys on the internet, they're going to use what sound to be very compelling arguments if you don't know the Bible. It's just like atheists when they say your God is, God is magical. And you don't know what you believe, you might assume that God is magical. But what you probably aren't aware of, and if you study, you're going to realize the atheists themselves believe in magic, not the Christian. The Bible says the Lord hates sorcery. The Lord hates magic, number one. And number two, if you think that the world could create itself from nothing, matter, time, space, energy, etc., from ex nihilo, with no cause for it, that is magical. Saying that systems could come into place without a creator is magical. Saying that a creator made them is not magical. And so when it comes to false teachers like this, they use methods that are unreliable and that are unbiblical. And my advice to you is to read the Bible. Don't be deceived by these people that were in the Hebrew Roots movement. I was in the Hebrew Roots movement. There's a lot of other people that were in that movement that have seen the truth and come out of it and snapped out of these lies. And, you know, these work salvation types, what they need to keep in mind is they're all the same. It's all the same game. Muslim, Jew, Mormon, Hebrew roots, Hindu, you go down the line, I will show you the same religion every time.